I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
So one time, a coworker of mine wanted to set me up with this cute guy. And so we exchanged numbers. We were messaging, like texting for like 3 days straight. Everything came out, his astrology sign, his favorite color, everything. We were nonstop texting and we had never met. On the fourth day, I thought, like, how cute would it be if I actually went and brought him an ice cream, right, at his work? He's going to be like, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing me this ice cream. And like, maybe he would have shared the ice cream with me. Like very Lady and the Tramp, but with ice cream. So I went and I got him an ice cream and I put it in a little bag, like this paper bag, so it wouldn't melt. He worked at a tea shop. And as I'm walking there, I'm having all of these thoughts, you know, like this is going to be the cutest moment of life. Like if anybody brought me an ice cream at work, I would be like, I would go on one knee and like propose. When I get to the tea shop, it's just him and this one other client. And she's waiting for her tea. I place the paper bag with the ice cream inside on the counter. And I'm like, did somebody order an ice cream? Wink. He was so scared. He stood back looking at the bag. Like, what is this inside the bag? The lady who was waiting for her tea put up her hands. It looked as if I was holding up the tea shop. He didn't really message me after that. I think he blocked me.
From CBC, this is Love Me, a show about the messiness of human connection. I'm Lou. Today's episode, The Cat and the Whippet.
If I'm in the metro or walking in a new neighborhood, I always think like anybody is a potential husband, anybody is a potential love story. It's like, oh, this is going to be the romantic fairy tale ending in my life.
This is John. He's a hopeless romantic, always looking for that perfect movie moment when he'll fall in love. His very own meet cute.
My dream version of it has always been like I go to the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. I'm at a party and like I bump into this guy. His name is always Brandon. And like he starts talking to me and then I keep bumping into him. But then I get into an accident and my physiotherapist is him. And then, like, he kind of, like, brings me back to health and stuff like that with, like, I don't know, like, foot massage or I don't know what physiotherapists do, but yeah. But I have such great expectations because I live in my head so much and I think everything is going to be so great and epic and then it's not. Like, the reality is very wah-wah or I get, like, a pie in the face.
How pie in the face?
For example, this other time I went with a coworker to this sandwich shop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we ordered and everything was fine. And we get outside and she says to me, her name is Allison, I love her. She's like, why didn't you talk to the sandwich guy? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, he was flirting with you. He was trying to get your attention and you did nothing about it. And I'm like, ugh. But then clouds come and it's downpouring, rain. And my friend says to me, I'm running for it because I'm going to be late for work. I'm like, okay, you go. I still had like 20 minutes. So I take shelter. Mm-hmm. And then I see the sandwich guy walking with an umbrella. Mm. And I think to myself, oh my gosh, this is perfect. I'm going to run up to him and then, you know, we're going to walk with the umbrella together and he's going to walk me basically to work. But in the meantime, we're going to fall in love because he wanted me from the sandwich shop, right?
And you're like a little wet puppy outside needing shelter.
Exactly. Like the damsel in distress. Do you know what I mean? Oh, like, help me, save me. And like, you know how chivalrous, is that the word, chivalrous?
Chivalry. Yeah, chivalry. Yeah.
Chivalry. Yeah, that word. And so I run behind him and I grab his arm, the arm that's like holding up a little bit the umbrella. And I was like, hi, it's me, Tuna Melt. And he starts to scream at the top of his lungs as if I'm murdering him. Okay. He's like, no, no, no. He's like, take it. Take the umbrella. And I'm like, no, I want you. I can't believe it. I want you. And he throws his umbrella at me. And I'm like, okay. So, I mean, we don't both have to be wet. So I went to work with his umbrella. And Allison's like, where'd you get that umbrella? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, Allison. At that point, I'm like, okay, he's not for me, clearly. Like, as if you're scared of me. Like, when are you, what are you going to protect me if there's an apocalypse? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to scream every time a zombie comes? Like, no, we have to fight. Let's go.
Yes, he's going to be dead.
He will be the first to die.
He's just going to be dead.
I can't be with somebody like that.
Yeah.
So time passed and like I went on a couple of dates here and there. A friend of mine says, I have the perfect guy for you. He's smart. He's tall. He's Greek and he's a doctor. And all I heard was, Greek doctor. This was going to be, after all these disasters, this was going to be it. It's going to be amazing. So we go on the first date. He takes me to this really fancy, expensive restaurant, obviously. He's a doctor. He wore like a cute, trendy, more casual suit. Mm-hmm. Crisp white shirt, baby blue tie, brown eyes, beard, salt and pepper. Gorgeous. So I'm like, this is going to be amazing. All these other little boys are scared of ice creams and scared of like their shadows. So no, this is going to be perfect. So we go on the date, conversation's flowing. He's a little showy, Lou. You know, he's a doctor to his right.
You
know
what I mean?
So he's a little showy. Oh, you know, I jog in this area and like the area is like super expensive. And like he drops the name of that area like 18 times. Like, we get it. You're rich. So he's like, do you want to come back to my place? You know, like the whole line. So I said, yes, because I'm 36, I'm Greek and I want to get married. Let's get this happening. So I go over and like, you know, his floors are from like this type of wood that I don't even know the word. Don't touch the wallpaper because it has like real Swarovski. How do you say that word? Swarovski?
Crystals?
Swarovski.
Swarovski.
What is it?
Swarovski.
Swarovski. Swarovski.
Swarovski.
So what? Yeah, that word.
I think.
Anyway, literally don't touch the wallpaper. There's like actual crystals in it. Then he's talking to me for 45 minutes about this painting. He like bought it in his trip to like Africa or something. Like, I don't know. But in my mind, I was like, I have to try to remember all of this information because when I live here, I could tell my friends, oh, this is from, you know, don't touch the wallpaper. It has real, you know, crystals in it.
So you're already embodying the life.
Oh, embodying the life. I already moved in my mind. He popped open a bottle of champagne, which I started hysterically laughing because I'm like, I'm poor. Like, you buy champagne for a special occasion, not for like a Tuesday night date, but sure. I'm like, this is really going to work out for me. I could feel it. So we get on the couch, like the expensive Versace leather, blah, 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 whatever couch. Mm. He's like, do you want a massage? I said, yes, please. And Lou, he starts to massage my armpit.
That's a bold move.
Envision now I'm sitting on a couch and my hand is up in the air and he's massaging my armpit. Like, what are you doing, bro? But across the street is this very expensive spa, and I'm thinking to myself, it's fine. I'm just going to cross over to the street and get a normal massage. We live right here, so it's going to be fine.
You can do this.
I stood up. I pushed him on the couch. I got on top. Mm. I leaned in to kiss him, and he licked my chin all the way up to my forehead, and he said, I'm a cat. Meow. And I'm like, excuse me? And he started bathing me as if he was a cat.
Ooh.
I'm a dog person, number one. You don't lick somebody's face. That's very personal. Do you know what I mean? If you're doing that on our first date, like, save it until, like, our third month anniversary, so then I'm too invested to back out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do this. Mm. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm sorry. I really have to go. And he says, which is funny because I'm so fairy tale, he's like, but it's midnight. Does Cinderella have to go? And I'm like, yeah, Cinderella has to go. And I was so sad. I almost gave my 2 weeks notice. Thank God I didn't.
You were ready to quit your job in your mind. You were you were ready. You were very decisive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is it. And then, meow. When I was going through these stories, I was like, why is this always happening to me? Like, if I can't get these great big things, do I deserve then any love, right?
Mm. Was there like any rock bottom, or was that like the worst?
Oh, no. There's definitely a rock bottom.
All right, I'm ready.
So I'm at McDonald's with my coworker. He's from like Alberta, Toba or something. And we're talking about, you know, dating and how difficult it is to meet people and how everybody's obsessed with these apps, but nobody is actually connecting. Mm. And then it happens. I see the hottest guy from across like the McDonald's, and he's staring and looking at me, and I'm like, it's impossible. And my coworker's like, John, he's looking at you. You have to do something. So yeah. I grab my Diet Coke, and I'm walking across the room, and I'm thinking to myself, like, does McDonald's cater? Because how cute would it be if at our wedding we had food from the first place that we met, like little heart-shaped cheeseburgers and like have different sauces, like barbecue sauce and nuggets. I go over to the soda machine praying, please, please just let him turn around and talk to me. Let him say something, you know what I mean? Like anything. The cup's under the thing and I'm just like, you know, kind of a little bit bopping. Like there's a song in my head, but like there's no music. Just, you know, to show like, hi, I'm fun, I'm flirty. And he turns around and he says, hello. I almost died. Like I almost fainted. I'm like, my heart is going fast and I feel a little bit like lightheaded dizziness because I'm like so excited that this is gonna actually happen. I'm like, hi. He puts his hand on my shoulder and no joke, Lou, like I was like, my knees buckled. I was like, oh my God, like he was so handsome. I'm like, what's happening right now? And this little old man cuts between us. I could have almost killed that little old man. Really, right now, like I'm having a moment here. You can't break up a connection like this. So he puts his hand back on my shoulder. And when I'm nervous, I have to like touch people. So I started stroking his arm. Mm. And I'm stroking his arm. He's touching my shoulder. And he's like, you look good. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. In my mind, I knew that this was the one for me because, follow me, okay? I had gone to this like tarot card reading woman and she said to me, she's like, John, when you meet the one, you're going to feel like you've known him forever. And that's exactly how I felt. I felt like I knew this person my entire life. He's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm here with my coworker. We're having lunch. What are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I'm here waiting for Sandra. She has an interview around here. And I'm like, Sandra? Who's Sandra? As I'm still stroking him, it clicks. The only Sandra I know married one of my cousins, who I hadn't seen in over 12 years. So I'm stroking my cousin in the middle of McDonald's.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my goodness.
100% I'm stroking my cousin. Yeah, that's, I would say, rock bottom. And then he's like, it was so nice to see you, man. He gives me this big bear hug and he's like, I have to go. The kids are playing. He left and my innocent Alberta Tobian comes running up to me and he's like, oh my God, John, did you get his number? And I'm like, no, Kyle, I didn't get his number. I have his number. That's my cousin. How damaged am I as a person that I literally fell in love with my cousin? But I mean, it's not my fault. Like, I really haven't seen them in a long time, but I knew. But that's why I thought, like, he looked so familiar.
And, like, you knew him your whole life.
Yeah, because I did know him my whole life. Yeah.
So tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Why the big obsession with wanting your own fairy tale?
Like, who really wants to deal with reality? I mean, I don't want to deal with, I don't like reality.
Too boring?
I think so. And also, when I was 16, my mother passed away in her sleep. Out of nowhere at 44, she went to bed and she didn't wake up. Yeah. And there was no cause of death. Like they did the autopsy and everything, and there wasn't, it came back like inconclusive. I mean, she was a smoker and a mom and worked two jobs and stuff like that. But she didn't have a stroke. She didn't have a heart attack. She just went to sleep and she didn't wake up. Yeah. So that kind of made me really go into a not wanting to deal with reality.
Yeah.
Because of that trauma and everything like that. And that's why I really went into this whole movie version of life, kind of like this delusion.
Yeah, like this dream.
Yeah.
What were you and your mom like together? Like, what did you do together? Like, how were you together?
Well, it's funny because that's where it all comes from, right? Because like I would go to the movies with her. Like I was that dorky gay kid. We would rent movies, envision like a nest of like pillows and covers, popcorn and like candies. And she was very witty, very funny, very like me, sort of, I can say how I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Was she a romantic too?
I think so. Yeah. I think she was she actually is a very romantic person because, and I wear it now. Sorry. She really loved my dad. And he's from an island in Greece. And she was so in love with him that she wears this thing, like this necklace of that island. And now I wear it. But yeah. She was a romantic, hopeless romantic. Yeah. After all the disappointment, I definitely gave up in love at some point, and like I gained a bunch of weight. Like I just stopped taking care of myself because I was like, what's the point? It's like having your heart broken over and over again, like many heartbreaks. I'm never going to find love.
Adjusting the mic. Hi.
Hi, Lou.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm going to jump right in here. It's been a while since we last talked. I hear you might have an update for us.
Yeah.
What's the story?
So I'm sitting there at home alone yet again, and I go back on one of these dating apps, and then I saw this Average Joe's picture, Joey.
Oh, that was his profile name?
Yeah. We started chatting and he came over to watch a movie.
Did your expectations run away? Did you start making fantasies?
You know what's funny? I didn't go crazy. We were going to watch a movie and then after the movie he was going to leave. But we were having such a good time that I kept playing the movie Mamma Mia over and over and over again. Like I would just press like restart with the remote fast, like when he wasn't looking at me or like when he was taking like a sip of his drink. And actually at the end of the night, he was the one restarting the movie. So I was like, he gets it.
That's a meet cute.
I think it's cute. I mean, it's like it was so simple. Like he came over. I liked him. He liked me.
So what's this average Joey like?
Very nice guy. He's not related to me either. Why I really, really love him. Oh my God, I just said that.
Yeah.
He's game for life. Like he would have walked me with the umbrella.
He could have accepted the ice cream or.
Oh, 100%. He would have accepted the ice cream. Yeah. And he lives with me.
Wow. So when's your big fat Greek wedding?
I want to get married in Greece. I feel like that will up the whole craziness.
And what do you think your mom would think of him?
She would like him. My mother was a Taurus. Very strong, very can handle things. And he's like that. I want him when the apocalypse happens. Like, he's going to kill some zombies with me. Like, we're going to survive. It's going to be good. It's as if, like, reality can be better than the fairy tale, let's say.
Coastal muscles, coastal path, the shoreline of your sea, riptide in and out, roll me soft the sand dune on, roll me.
With you in my bed, all sense of time goes out the window. What comes in is different amounts of light and the sound of rain when it's raining.
Chest and temple, temple chest, slope down to the sea, ocean fingertip, roll me soft the sand dune long, roll me.
Rain after the sun knocked on the glass, the sky was how we'll paint our house, dark grey blue, but slow and very unwhippet-like. It'll have a teal door and teal sills after the duck whose eyes are ringed with the colour, a dog in front.
My bonny stretches, my bonny sighs, lies across the week. Tiptoe calendar, roll me soft the sand dune long, roll me.
Like the whippet you so crave, my eyes are grey, blue, unpinnable. Throw a stick and I will fetch it, but not too far, I'm only human. When we met at the station, there was a whippet waiting too. Oh, we must believe in the signs of fate, a bit, but shrew. If I really did move to Brighton now, if I left my home track to dart and tangle here, to run the waves with the other whippets, if I stayed with you, lying where we lay this week, on a brindled bed of shivering, thin grey blue-eyed, smooth but otherwise very unwhippet-like pebbles, if I did, how would I maintain these lines, my three ribs showing, my light lean head, my flying trot, my gait? How would I not close these eyes, my eyes grey-blue, unpinnable, running the waves with the other whippets? How would I not sleep inside all day, when you're making me bowls of such pedigree sprout risotto every night of the week, and scratching behind my ears and stroking my nose? Tell me, how does the whippet you so crave move?
My body armor, the sea defense, slipping with the sea, riptide in and out.
On today's Love Me, you heard Berlin, Brighton, composed and performed by Phil Smith. We'll have a link to more of Phil's work on our website, cbc.ca/loveme. You also heard my conversation with John Cotricoise,
I dated a guy because he used to throw candies at me when I was at work, and he would open the door to the bank, throw candies at my head, and then leave.
John is a stand-up comic and storyteller in Montreal. We'll have a link to John's work on our website. Today's episode of Love Me was produced and edited by Crystal Duhame and Mira Burt-Wintonic. It was mixed by Crystal Duhame. Love Me's theme song is by Tim Kingsbury. Subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a review. I'm Lou Olkowski. Thanks for listening.
My Bonnie stretches. My Bonnie sighs, lies across the week. Tiptoe calendar, roll me soft the sand dune.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.